DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble-wubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Hey, welcome into Not Another Podcast. I am James.
I am Dan.
I am Sam.
And that awkward silence was brought to you by the diva of the group.
The star of stage and radio.
And almost screen.
Almost screen. I'm pretty sure somebody had a screen. I'm sure somebody.
I have been on screen.
Yeah. So,
well, yeah.
So see,
so stage and screen and radio.
And this fucking mess.
We don't talk about this.
We try not to. Hey, before we get started, got a big announcement.
Big.
For the first time ever, Not Another Podcast will be doing its first ever interview next week. We will be talking with the creators of All Things Z.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been listening to the show, you know we're raving about these guys. They're fantastic, and they're going to be on the show next week.
Yep.
I don't know who yet, and we probably won't know until we crack the mics next week.
But do we really care?
But it's going to be an hour of hilarity and maybe some poignance.
Maybe.
But probably not. It's probably just hilarity.
More than likely not.
And you will probably hear Danny and I try to get them to use one of our band's songs.
Beg.
We're not above begging.
I'm just going to use my subliminal messagery throughout. Play our song. You know you want to.
So yeah, check that out next week. All Things Z right here on Not Another Podcast.
Woot.
Now, one of us had a huge weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Samantha got naked for a bunch of strangers.
Yay!
Did. And a bunch of not strangers.
All right.
Okay, so, spill. Tell us everything. We've talked a little bit about it, but now we're really going to
dish it out. Give it up.
No pressure.
So,
none whatsoever.
It was a play that started off as kind of a joke, you know, like, one of my friends wanted to do a nude play, and then other people were like, oh, we want to do a nude play, and then they got together and said, let's do a nude play.
You know, that'd be the best way to get people that you want to see naked, naked.
I just wanted to do a nude play.
You guys want to do a nude play?
If they're willing.
Totally.
If they're willing. It was an interesting process because normally, you know, you have your playwright, you hold auditions and you cast it and then you perform. We had our cast first before we had anything else. We had our cast. We had a little basic bit of a concept, and then we had the script. Then we started rehearsing. Then we had a director. So we just did things back asswards. But it turned out really well. Saturday night was our show. So Saturday was a really busy day. You know, we had radio hour as normal, and then I had to leave right after radio hour, go get dinner, let my dogs out, go back to the theater, and then we had our play at 10:30 in the evening. So we had I don't have the final numbers, but it's a small, very intimate theater. It's about 72 seats, but we had an almost packed house.
Nice.
They had 71 people.
Mean,
they would have had 72, but neither Danny and I could get there in time.
I tried. I started running, but yeah, I realized I wasn't out of Gresham before it was Saturday.
He was winded after five blocks.
I really was. I tried, though.
Support me.
Effort was made.
There was reserved seats for just you two, and then I just looked in the crowd, and they were empty.
One single tear came out.
Just one.
But not out of her eyes.
Quickly dried up and blew away.
So the whole process is really interesting because we played games to get comfortable in front of each other. So we played
a
like
a lot of strip poker.
I was just going to say strip poker,
but you know when you stand in a circle and it's this clapping game down by the banks of the hanky panky where the bullfrogs jump from bank to bank, you have an eeps, ops, oops, and it goes curl splat. And the person who was splat had to take off a piece of clothing. Now you could either go until you were naked, or you could bow out when you were at when you hit your comfort threshold for that first time.
I'm surprised you guys didn't do epic rounds of truth or dare.
With only dares.
Right? Dares only.
This is the worst game of spin the bottle ever.
So, like, all the guys were naked, and at that time there was only me and one other girl, so we still have like some clothes on. I had more on than her because I was obviously more uncomfortable, but I was like, okay, well, this is about all I'm gonna do. And then as it goes on, you start feeling weird that you have more clothes on than everyone else,
right?
So then it is like it's almost like your brain gives you permission to take off more. So like the next session we had, I was down to underwear. Then the next session we were all naked. And then we added a third girl who was just like naked right away. I was like, damn it. I didn't work up to this, you bitch.
Fucking show off.
But she was wonderful. Yeah, pretty much. I was like, yeah. So
look, some people just have looser morals than you do.
Obviously.
Hey, there's nothing wrong. Nudity. It has nothing to do with morals.
Fair enough.
It has to do with being raised in like a waspy household. So
that is
so, and very clear. Repressed.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah. So we went through all that, and then we started writing. It was a collaborative effort. But before that, we talked about our experience being naked in front of people. And I was actually pretty surprised. I have more experience being naked in front of people than a lot of other people. Because like living in Korea, I've been to bathhouses. So I've like been nude around people before. Other things
slower.
That I'm not going to talk about.
I want you to.
Yeah, come on. Don't hold out.
That's not happening.
You're naked in a room full of strangers, but you won't tell us your most intimate secrets.
It's like we're not even friends.
I was naked with other people. Okay. So
in front of strangers.
Obviously.
In both instances. So, yeah, no. Anyway. I'll just let your minds wander on that one. So there was and then we had a hard time finding a director.
Where's
we're like, all right, who's going to be,
movie?
Who are we comfortable with? And who's going to be comfortable with us? No one was really going to be comfortable with us. We ended up with our friend Chase, who is the boyfriend of my onstage husband, who he directed. He was directing us to kiss on stage. So that was interesting. So me and my stage husband, we had a big blow up, and you know, we're yelling at each other and crying, and you know, then we end up making up and you know, all that. So my boyfriend's in the audience watching everything.
Samantha, I'm not getting that you're intimate with your husband. Can you lick his face?
Actually, I posted on my Instagram because I had I happen to have these like stackable rings, and I was like, look, dude, I got us a wedding band. So we have like that wedding band photo with one hand over the other.
So wait, you're telling me in this play there were naked ladies and naked dudes on stage crying at one point? Fuck, why did we miss this?
I know.
Well, the play is about, you know, friendship and facing your fears, and issues do come out when you're faced with that, and trying to keep your friendships together in the face of really terrible news. So, you know, so it was a dinner party, and, you know, and I mean, now that it's out there, we're not 100% sure we're going to do it again. It was a one-off. We're discussing doing it again. And maybe traveling around Ohio and going to like other independent theaters and doing it, but we're not 100% sure. So whatever happens, happens. But as of right now, this is a one and done.
Boo.
Mrs. Jones, I'm afraid to say that you have a case of the nudes.
Nudes.
Well, we were also discussing getting like nude dancewear, like nude flesh tone like bathing suit type outfits or dancewear, so we can perform it again with the illusion of nudity, and that way more people could come to see it, because
don't
a lot of our friends didn't come to see it.
Well, here's the thing. Back in the 60s, I want to say, there was a play, a pretty famous play that still goes on every once in a while called Hair, and that's full nudity. So, I mean, it's not like you guys are reinventing the wheel.
True. No.
And that became, you know, that's a Tony Award-winning Broadway play. So maybe if you get some music in there.
Telling you. You know, Herkimer is up for pimping.
Yeah.
So
have
like
guitars, we'll travel.
Right?
So if you guys just, like, pick up your guitars and riff just a little bit, what would it sound like when me and my stage husband are screaming at each other?
No, that's for the kissing and licking of the faces.
Yes.
No, for the
How
screaming.
How do you think that starts?
If I was to riff on that, you'd probably get some Megadeth speed metal or something. You know, I'm just saying. You know, fit the mood.
They start arguing and all they hear is, wah, wah.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. But yeah, so our director came in later and he was awesome. You know, it was his first time like directing this kind of thing, and he took to it like a fish takes to water. It was great. You know, he pushed us and this is my first play since high school. I have not memorized lines like this in years. So I was really scared. Actually, at one point during radio hours, it was before we went on stage for radio hour, I started freaking out. My hands were shaking. I thought I was going to cry. I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Because I'm one of those, even when I was dancing, I'm one of those, I get really nervous up until the second I start. And then it's all gone.
Fair enough.
And I just don't feel nervous anymore.
See, that's a sign of a true performer. Not once did she worry about being naked, but forgetting her lines?
No. Yeah, that's
And there's
that's
nothing you can hide behind because you're fucking naked.
Mm-hmm. And it's 100% nudity. Like, there's nothing there. Because when I told my mom about it,
she forgets a line and just grabs her boob and starts licking it.
So, yeah.
Segue.
So my mom is an artist, and she used to draw nudes, you know, when people would model for them. And she was like, so like 100% nudity? I said, yeah. She goes, okay. Because when I used to draw nudes, women would be naked, but men would wear a sock. And I would always used to think, what wimps? And I was like, nope, no socks. The guys are totally out there. So it's very interesting.
So let me ask this. How many awkward moments were there during rehearsals? Like, because guys have a condition sometimes that they can't control.
We didn't. We actually discussed that ahead of time. I mean, there was a lot of discussion before even the writing phase, and everything's recorded. We're actually debating releasing our discussion sessions leading up to it.
Gotcha.
So we may not. I don't know what's going to happen with that. But we discussed that, and it was just acknowledged, hey, sometimes it's not a sexual thing. Guys just sometimes don't have control over it. And we were like, all right, cool. So, I mean, it wasn't like we were being sexually harassed or like it was something that.
Right.
But we didn't run into any issues with that happening.
Well, and to
so no one had to take a ruler and slap someone?
No slapping anyone.
Punch me.
Put that away.
Well, to be fair, I mean, don't get me wrong. There have been times in my life where it's like I come up with a new song or I'm doing really good on painting or I just beat the final boss on a game and it's like, good morning. What the fuck?
What are you doing here?
So, yeah, I know we're happy
Stand
about
down.
This, but
Stand
relax,
down.
Bro. Relax.
The operation is not a go. Stand down.
Worst part about it is when you get up in the morning and you start driving to work and you pull up to a red light and all of a sudden it's like, what the fuck? Come on. Yeah, this is not the time or the place.
It's like he's looking up at you going, I really like red.
Red.
We did have
That's
one.
That's fine, but I don't need you now.
We did have one rehearsal where, because it's a house setting, so we had the door that we entered in, and one of the girl that came in late, like we had an idea for another character, and we could have done it without an actor, but it worked out so much better this way. she comes in like halfway through the play, you know, did I miss anything? And so she bursts into the door, and who plays her stage husband, she accidentally like tapped his balls when she burst through the door. Ding.
Mm. So my honey, you seem heavier than you were like, this morning.
He gets a tapper, and she's... That was the only...
Did you get a tap? Did you get a new door knocker? Oh, sorry, honey.
I forgot my line.
No, that was that
she
was like,
smacks
that was
it
the
and it
only
sounds like
tap.
The Liberty Bell. Bang!
Bong!
No, it was, but it was also comedic, and everyone, I mean, there was huge laughter at the points we wanted it. There's one point, because my husband and I were having, like, we're having issues, and they're the good, like, the get-along couple solved a conflict, like, immediately, and the line is, you know, wow, that was some efficient conflict resolution, and my stage husband goes, yeah, I'm jealous, and we're eating dinner at that point, so I just, like, toss my fork onto my plate, and it just clang, and everyone goes, ooh, and I was like, yes! In my mind, I'm like, yes, 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 yes. So when you hit those moments, and it's live, and it's right there, like, it just, in your head, you're like, fucking nailed it. So even in Radio Hour, we have our scripts with us, but there's times when, like, when I'm supposed to get a laugh, and I get the reaction I want, I'm just like, I'm soaring at that point. It's great.
But yeah.
It was like, it was an elevated feeling doing this, though. And I was really scared that afterwards I would regret that I did it. I would be unhappy that I did it. But I'm not a single ounce of that. I'm so happy. I'm so proud of the work. We put on a great show. We had a wonderful audience.
Ever
people were coming
then,
up to us afterwards. Like,
on.
Yeah, just huh? Walking around the house all day naked as hell.
I had so many compliments on my tattoos, you know, because I'm nice. Pretty, like, you know, got a lot. And we actually talk about, like, everyone had a section they could ad-lib. Because we do pull from our real lives. We did pull from our real lives to create this show. And our very real insecurities, but then we crafted our character around them. Like, my character's name is Paige, and I'm some of my insecurities I share with her, but she is not me. You know, I'm not pushy. She's a little pushy. She's mean without realizing she's being mean. She thinks she's joking. Like, Jimmy, you're a dick and stuff like that.
Don't
but, you know,
say it, James. No, don't but, say it. Just keep that
like,
shit to yourself,
not
buddy.
Me. But sharing the insecurities, I had to call the one girl a skinny bitch a few times, and I was so uncomfortable saying that, but I just had to get over it and be like, it's Paige that has to say that, not Sam. So it was, you know.
It's the character. It's the character.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though she
so
is a skinny bitch.
Step outside of myself and, you know, be like, I'm a skinny bitch. So.
Well, that is very cool, Sam.
Well, we are very proud of you.
Thank you.
It takes a lot of guts to do what you did. I
even
mean,
even more so than you know how you actually did it. Brownie points to you for both a putting together a stage play, performing said stage play,
from
and
scratch.
Doing it assed out naked. I mean, that in and of itself requires a considerable round of applause. Louder, James. I'm holding
thank
my
you,
mic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, our director went out ahead of time and like had some rules. You know, we weren't allowed to have cell phones. We did have cell phone spotters in the audience. They would be asked to leave. They would be
so
asked to step out to the
out.
Lobby,
God
delete any photos they took, and then leave. And also, if anyone catcalled or was disrespectful, they would be asked to leave as well.
So we would have been asked to leave twice.
Fuck, we wouldn't have made it past the first act.
That's Samantha. We know her.
Woo!
Well, like it was.
Damn.
You look
it was
great.
Almost like a sitcom episode. It's so funny. So, like, if I enter and you did that, that'd be because we all start off clothed. You know, we take our clothes off later. But it's like, you know, enter, like, oh, wow, you weren't kidding.
She enters and we'd be like, oh, this is bullshit. Like, she said she was going to be naked.
I was told there would be full nudity at this year show.
What
so
is
screwed.
This shit?
Bullshit.
I call
man,
bullshit.
Right up in the audience's grill, like me and my stage husband, like our blow up takes place directly in front of the audience, and it's just, it was the anticipation of being that close to people, like the front row could reach out and touch me. is how close we were. And
thankfully, there was a bouncer to prevent that from happening.
I'll break some fingers. It's fine. But, you know, I don't know. It was great. It was a great show.
Let me ask this. Would it have been frowned upon if we had put dollar bills on the stage?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, man. No tipping of the performers.
I've never been to a place where there's full nudity without tipping, so that would have thrown me off.
Just automatic response.
Yeah,
so you do have to pay for the ticket.
Again, I've been places where you've had to buy a ticket and you're still expected to tip.
There is a cover charge.
What was the drink minimum?
For the performers or for the audience?
Either way. For the performers, so much, there was no minimum.
Do what?
Because we had, like, fake wine and stuff, and we drank so much juice. Like, I was peeing so often all week because we're doing our rehearsals. We're doing two full run-throughs a night.
Didn't realize it was that kind of show.
I'm like, I have to pee.
Welcome to tonight's performance of the Golden Shower.
Front row, you're in for a good time.
There has been plastic provided for you.
Oh! First three rows, that's the splash zone.
Wait, is this Gallagher's show? What am I doing here? Oh, geez.
Just be aware there could be flooding. Check drip pan.
Always check drip pan. Well, that is really cool, though.
Again, we are so proud of you. I mean...
Yeah.
Jim can attest, we supported Jim when he did his play last Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's getting towards that time. I wonder if he's going to do it again or if he will have time.
To be fair, last time seemed to put one hell of a strain on him, so I don't know if he's going to volunteer for that again.
Yeah, but...
But if he does, again, brownie
love
points
performing,
to him.
Performing, so... Right. And I really wish that he had been able to get video. I would have loved to have seen that.
Dude, right?
We'll never see Samantha's. I don't even believe it happened because there's no proof.
It didn't happen.
The audio recorded it.
It's not the same.
Yeah, we're audio recording this too.
Wait, listen. Listen.
Are you doing it naked?
I always do it naked.
Yeah, we're always naked.
Oh.
Aren't you? I was inspired, Sam. I was inspired.
It was a little creepy at first, but we've gotten used to it now.
Yep.
Yeah. It's actually really weird how not weird it is. I mean, honestly, like, I thought it was going to be so strange, and, you know, the first few minutes it is, but you're like, it's just a body, and bodies are beautiful, and they do so many wonderful things, and, you know, in the U.S., we're so restrained, and, repressed.
Repressed and body shamed. Let me ask this.
We're repressed and prudish, and it, like... Come on, like I lived overseas for 7 years. I've seen some shit. A body doesn't bother me.
Let me ask this. Did you or any of your castmates do any special grooming or preparation? Because I thought about it this morning.
Asked.
And had I known I was going to be naked in front of strangers for play, dude, workout regime.
I might have also carved like a question mark or something. Just because if you're looking, you're going to be asking yourself why. There's your question. I just punctuated it for you.
Well, like my character, I mean, I do work out, but I put off starting with my trainer until after the play because my character's supposed to have a little weight on her and, you know, that was her uncomfortability. You know, once me as Sam started working in an office, I started gaining weight and it's just horrible and awful. And, you know, I've just have massive dislike for myself and how I look and I don't like feeling that way. So I was working out. It just wasn't consistent, but I did not go full, you know, tilt into a workout regime because it wouldn't make sense. Now that we've done this one, even if we continue to do it, I am going to go ahead with my workout routine and regimen because I can't stay this way and hate myself just for something. You know, I did it for the one time, but, you know, I'm not going to continue doing that, you know, I want to be comfortable in my own skin. And while this helped a lot.
Well, I should hope so.
You know, but, and that was one of the reasons I did it, was just to challenge myself to not be as worried about something that most other people probably aren't even noticing.
That's fair.
So, and yeah, and that was a big part of my character, is it was my deep insecurities. So, but you know, I prefer to be, you know, on the healthier side. So, you know, I will continue with that journey. So even if we do this again and we do it, you know, for a few months, I'm going to be losing weight during that time. So, you know, we'll just have to deal with it.
Fair enough. Well, I don't think it necessarily needs to go without saying, but you are still the better looking of all of the cast members on this show by far. And I'm not just saying that because you're a woman.
Yes, you are.
It's just because I take really good selfies, you guys.
Damn right you do.
It's all about lighting.
Right, right.
Duh.
So I need you a better lighting
this,
guy?
You should see the selfie I just put on my Instagram. I was just like, what?
Yeah. I'm going to look it up.
Good. Do it.
I'm gonna.
Funny thing is, Jim says that with all his selfies, too. So.
Right, right.
It's all about the selfie, bro.
That's right.
Well, once again, so proud of you. Can't Hell wait yeah. to see what you do in the future. I reached out to you earlier this week. We got to talk after the show. Yeah,
first
there it
one
is.
That comes up.
Wow.
Damn, that is a nice selfie. Not going to lie, yeah.
That was like my dim bathroom lighting, and I was like, sweet, here we go.
Looking stylish.
Is that like a red light for you?
It's a red light special.
Just saying.
Stand down! Stand down!
I might have to go in the bookmarks.
Okay, honey. You'll be back in an hour? Okay. Where's that selfie?
Instagram, open the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh!
I'm ready to be productive again.
Now that that's out of the way.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit of a, I guess, a voyeur in that way. Like, I like knowing that someone, you know, whatever. So
has bookmarked your picture?
Is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah. That's right.
Later on, I'm going to bookmark her picture.
I'm going to bookmark the fuck about that picture.
Oh, I think that's the name of the episode.
Yes!
I bookmarked that picture.
Hell yeah.
Oh, God. Goodness gracious.
That's right. That's right.
Well, since we're already in the inappropriate zone, let's go a little further. A couple weeks ago, Sam, before you got all busy and, you know,
with important famous. Shit.
Oh, and it was my birthday last Monday. I was really wanting to be on here with you guys, but I couldn't.
I know.
Yeah, you had more important things to do.
I did.
To be fair, that's, you know, setting the bar pretty low.
Bookmarking a few pictures of her own.
I mean,
who doesn't
duh.
Do that?
But I mean, you do. All the Rock's pictures are bookmarked.
Yes.
Some of them stained beyond recognition.
My phone would just be damaged.
Screen has a worn out spot.
Water damage everywhere.
Short circuited out last week.
She's gone through 7 iPhones in a week.
Cool down on the bookmarking, yo.
Anyway,
before that time, Samantha wanted to discuss Halloween costumes. Halloween is coming up, and so it's time to get your costume together, but specifically costumes that are needlessly inappropriate. And I've been thinking about it for the past couple of weeks. I think we should split it. I think we should talk about costumes that are already needlessly inappropriate.
Okay.
And then let's come up with some of our own.
Yes.
All right. All right.
So, Samantha, this is your topic. Go.
Yeah.
So, I thought of this because of the inappropriate Handmaid's Tale costume that came out. And that was subsequently pulled off the shelves.
Yeah, I bookmarked that one.
I already did.
So, well, yes, it is sexy, and yes, it was, like, you know, but and I don't have an issue with anyone who wants to wear any of that stuff. I don't care. But, you know, with what was, it's sort of, you know, with the Handmaid's Tale outfit being used as a protest against, you know, sexual harassment and objecting laws being put on our bodies and taking away choices from women and taking away independence and, you know, trying to maintain that sense of we're equal and human beings as well. It was just terrible timing.
Yeah, it was a swing and a miss on their part.
Yeah, like if it came out next year, probably not an issue, but this was just a bad year for something like that to have happened. Like I said, if someone wanted to wear it, go for it. You do you. I'm not going to, like, you know, not going to judge you for it because it's not my place in the world to judge anyone.
That costume really sends a mixed message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sexy and hot and look at me, but, you know, women's rights and all. Huh?
But I'm repressed and I, you know, please, you know, and the whole concept of Handmaid's Tale are these women being raped over and over and over again because their inner, you know, their innards still work. Mm-hmm. So it was just terrible, terrible all around. And one of my friends is like, well, I ought to warn it. And I was like, that's fine. I don't go for it. Have fun. But, you know, it's just bad timing. It was terrible. So I was thinking about that. And then something caught my eye a couple years ago that I was like, why? Why would anyone ever need that? And it was a sexy Ninja Turtle and a sexy Freddy Krueger.
You know, it's funny.
And
I think I've
seen
the sexy Freddy Krueger.
Good guy doll.
Of course.
Almost any costume that there is, there's a sexy version of it.
Oh, yeah, some skimpy version there.
All of them, and I don't get it. Like, I was a sexy Rainbow Bright one year.
Nice.
You know, whatever. I was the sexy Robin Hood, you know. So, like, I've done the sexy costume stuff. And I have no problem with it, but I just don't understand why it has to be a thing. Like, not everything has. And I'm also at an age where I'm like, I want to do the scary stuff. I want to be creepy and weird on Halloween. You know, I'm over the sexy stuff. I want to be weird.
And it's funny, too, because, you know, my wife has that same kind of issue. You know, when we go shopping for costumes or outfits, mostly we do it for things like Comic-Con and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
She tends to get really, really frustrated because all the women's costumes that they have are usually skimpy ass, you know, outfits.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it bugs the shit out of her because she wants to do something fun and cool and kind of like you know, something spooky even. And there just isn't much at your normal, you know, costume shop for ladies to actually enjoy being scary or having a feminine take on something that otherwise should be, you know, nightmare fuel. Without being skimpy.
And it seems
to
market towards a certain body type.
Oh,
I was
dude,
just
totally.
Gonna get to that, yes.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's like, you go to any costume store around Halloween, and 90% of the women's costumes are for that skinny blonde with big boobs.
Right.
You know?
Or not even big boobs, like the A-cup super skinny.
Yeah, and it's like, it's almost sending a message to any...
right.
Any woman not of that body type, like, no, you stay home and hand out candy, you fat
right.
pig.
Dude, seriously.
It's like, dude.
Well, even the plus size ones, you see those women there, they're like figure, they're hourglass shaped women. You know, because I would have to do plus size because my boobs are so big. So even when I was fit, my waist was small, my chest was still, so I would still need to go plus size. But even the plus size costumes are like,
and that's the thing too. The
actual
whole
plus size women.
Right.
The whole plus size thing is just like you said, the classic hourglass shape.
It, mm-hmm.
yep.
It's still marketed towards a sexy body type.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know. So it's still again, it's still these costume makers going, no, you don't fit into this. Stay home, eat candy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it sucks.
But any guy of any body type can get in any costume.
To be fair, although I will say that that's closer to accurate, my body type, for instance, since apparently I'm built like a stone shithouse, it's really hard to find 3 to 4X size that'll just fit my fucking shoulders and, you know, not stranglehold me across my chest.
Yeah, I have the same problem. Like,
God, dude.
I'm not built like you, but right. I'm not nowhere near what I was.
Right.
But I still need a 2X.
At least.
And I can't get that in stores.
Yeah. It's like, dude, when I bought my cloak for Spirit for this last Comic-Con, it was a Sith, you know, cloak. Yeah. And it was fucking 3X. And it just barely came to the edges of my shoulders. And I was like, this is a fucking cloak. I mean, come on, dude. It's supposed to hang loose. And this shit's just right down my sides. It's like, son of a bitch. This is stupid.
That's crazy, because that's exactly something we talked about in the play, is that for men, our society says it is okay to have extra pounds for a guy. It is okay to have the quote-unquote dad bod. You're still considered desirable. And for a woman, like, just compare the costumes.
Right.
For a woman, you have to be this size. You have to be this shape to be not just considered a woman, but to be considered human.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can agree with
and
that.
And even in this era with Me Too and everything, it's still...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of movements. I've seen a lot of movements, you know, with bigger girls and the whole, you know, stop body shaming and all that stuff coming out. But, and while I do disagree with the body shaming and all that, there is health issues to consider.
True.
And I know that because I'm dealing with it myself.
True.
You know?
But at the same time, it's one of those things, too, where I've also come to an understanding that it's like Halloween stores... I don't know if I've noticed this in the last couple of years or for a while, but, you know, there came a point in my life where I was told that I was too old for Halloween.
No such thing.
Oh.
Same reaction. I was like, nuh-uh. That's bullshit. And never but I've come to understand Halloween. That when they're referring to adult size, you know, for men's costumes, they're talking about, like, 18, 19-year-old fucking men. And it's like, yeah, I'm pushing 33.
No, nope.
It's like, but I didn't fit this shit back when I was 18 either. And it's one of those things though that has always bugged me, you know, because although I agree it is a very targeted market that they have, I also have come to understand that it's also targeted at younger people.
Yeah. Definitely the younger demographic.
No, it's an ages thing too, and you know, really it's. And this just actually occurred to me. The reason all those costumes for women are sexy is because they're expecting college girls to go to Halloween parties, you know.
And that's basically who they're selling to, is that younger age that goes out to the Halloween party and doesn't just, you know, like to stay home and marathon horror movies on Halloween night and hand out candy to the 2 or 3 people who show up, like myself. You know, they're shopping to the people who want to go out, get shit-faced on Halloween night, and, you know, wear something super skimpy or something that makes them look like, you know, Rick Strongback.
But does that contribute to the dehumanization of a woman?
Yes.
And the rape culture?
To be fair, it really does, but at the same time, it also... It does the exact same thing in the respects that it makes men have unrealistic goals about what they should be. So when you get the superhero outfits that has the padded muscles and shit, and then you get the one that's just like the morph suit, it's like, well, you got to fill that out, Holmes. Mm. Are you going to look like the world's scrawniest Captain America? You know, and it's stuff like that that has always bugged me. But the worst part about my situation in the respects of, you know, my race and my gender, everything I say tends to come across misogynistic. And I hate that. So for the most part, I tend to feel like I don't have an opinion that is merited. But at the same time, I can't help but, you know, open my big fat fucking mouth.
You are opinion. You have opinions, the fact that someone else takes it the wrong way is not necessarily your fault. And right. I have such a hard time with like this time of year sometimes, because I am all for owning your sexuality. I think that women need to talk about their bodies more. I talk about my period constantly because it needs to be normalized. You know,
long
I talk about
live
women
menstruata.
Shit like that.
Well,
shit like that needs to be normalized. Right.
It's the same with the breastfeeding thing. I got no problem with that. It's the most natural thing in the
issues.
World. Why is that suddly an issue?
Because
in the last
people,
like 3 or 4
because
years.
Because we're so repressed and prude.
But the thing is that's really just come up within the last 4 to 5 years, that it's like it's such a big deal. And it's like, I'm sorry, it's been happening since the dawn of time.
I'm sorry, right. I blame social media for this stuff. I really do. As much as like I am a digital marketer and I'm on social media all the time, it ruins certain things because people will start. It's a snowball effect. One person posts something that says, oh, breastfeeding in public is gross. And then someone else finds that person is like, oh, my gosh, I agree with you. Then more and more and more pile on and on and on. Then it explodes into this big social issue. It's like, why? She's breastfeeding. It's natural. You were probably breastfed.
If you have a problem with a woman breastfeeding her child, fucking look away.
Well, yeah. And more so than that, I mean, I guess one of the reasons why I've never had a problem with it myself is because, you know, I learned
breastfed.
Well, I don't know. When I was younger, though, and, you know, had an expansive bookmark collection, I came to understand
a lot of National Geographics.
Actually, not as many, but yes, there were in there. You know, something about the human chest just, I mean, there is an appeal to it, but at the same time, I have boobs too. And it to some degree, it never even flashed across as, oh, well, they're breastfeeding. It's like, ew, no. It's like,
that's
oh, they're breastfeeding.
For.
That's kind of
well,
serving their purpose.
One of the things they're for.
I mean, technically speaking, I could do it myself, but I'd have to jack up my estrogen levels to, you know, get my production on board. But that's kind of what they're for. You don't want to see me with Bob. Titties.
Yeah, no, I do.
But still, it's one of those things where, again, the breastfeeding issue, I've never had a problem with it. It's just, dude, it's a human chest.
It's just...
And depending on your, you know, estrogen versus testosterone levels, you too can produce milk. And that's kind of why we do it.
You know what's crazy? Whatever. I never thought about that. I never thought about a guy estrogen levels producing milk. Like, is that true?
Yep. It is. We are absolutely capable of producing milk, but our estrogen levels have to be considerably higher than our testosterone.
It never even occurred to me to look that up.
Yep. That was something I found out in health class back in high school, but it was human anatomy we were going through. And yeah, it's one of those things where people who have been castrated back in the day were known to produce milk. If lose your boys... Your testosterone is not able to reproduce at a high enough rate, and so your estrogen levels start producing a lot faster, and you actually will start being able to produce milk. It's just
that's
one of the
crazy
ways you can do it. Or you can just take estrogen pills, and, you know, that
well,
works too.
Well, and that's why one of the things, when someone's going through gender reassignment, they start taking estrogen, and they start getting boobs,
yep.
And they start producing. So,
yeah, it's absolutely something we can do. I mean... To be fair, as far as I understand, you know, our creation as far as the growing process, our gender is kind of assigned, not late, but like later than initial conception. I mean, you won't know sex until a certain point. So up until that point, you're a blank template that could swing either way.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
all it takes is one
I thought it was everyone starts off as a woman, and then it's that extra chromosome.
Mm-hmm.
That turns you into that determines whether you're a male or not. But everyone starts off with all female, with the female chromosomes.
Mm-hmm. Which is, again, why you end up with people who are born as hermaphrodites. They were given the extra chromosome a little bit late, so they actually developed both simultaneously. And it is a thing, but yeah, it's... That's why, I guess, like I said, for me, breastfeeding was never anything other than normal, just out of sheer principle. It's like, It's kind of just something we do.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know. I the whole body shaming thing. I've always tried to be confident in myself. But to be fair, Sam, I don't know that I could get up on stage assed out naked. I'd get up there in like a Speedo, a banana hammock. No problem. That's no biggie. But, yeah, yeah. Let loose the boys. Yeah. Right? I mean,
yeah, I don't think I could either. The next day, my boyfriend was—he was looking at me and he goes, "I'm really proud of you." And I was like, "Mm." So, nice. Yeah, that was nice.
Okay, so let me ask. Let's go around. Samantha, what is the most currently the most inappropriate Halloween costume you've seen?
The Dumbledore.
That's pretty.
That I sent you guys today. No, but I mean. The only thing that
I bookmarked that one.
Yes.
This is this is something I've thought about for a long time. Because like I said, it's a hard time of year because I do fully believe in embracing your sexuality, and if you're confident in how you look and you're comfortable in how you look, you go for it. But I think there's an intelligence level that has to go with wearing a costume like that. You have to be careful. You have to be vigilant. You know that. I mean, that's my only opinion on that is have the wherewithal to know what you do look like and how other people are going to see you, and have fun, be safe, you know, do your thing, eat lots of candy.
Right. This PSA but, brought to you by Not Another Podcast.
But,
so Danny,
yeah,
what's the most inappropriate costume you've seen?
Oof.
God, I don't know. The Handmaid's Tale one is the only one I can really think of right now.
That's fair. You know, when it comes to inappropriate Halloween costumes, I mean,
I can tell you the weirdest one.
Oh, by all means.
We'll do weird ones later.
Okay.
Right. Well, the thing about it is, though, is it's like most of the world's most inappropriate Halloween costumes, in my opinion, are just a little too of a touchy subject that don't actually exist at, you know, your Halloween store or anything like that, but people come up with them.
Yeah.
You know, things like doing one of the old Indian rope tricks with a necktie, saying you're Robin Williams.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Stuff like that, it's like, dick. That's just dick. And then you got, you know, your outfits out there like the inflatable penis and ball suit where, to me, shit's funny. And so I don't have a problem with it. I don't think it's inappropriate. Now, if you're going to a bar mitzvah, maybe not wear it.
Yeah.
But, you know, well, maybe you might. I don't know. but at the same time, it's like, for me, that doesn't really seem inappropriate. Perhaps poor taste.
Yeah.
But at the same time, hey, you do you. The most inappropriate ones, again, are the ones that touch on touchy subjects. You know, wearing a Columbine High School t-shirt with bullet holes in it. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just like, you're asking for just... Okay, what the fuck were you thinking? It's like, oh, wait, I know what you were thinking. You were trying to get a rise out of everybody. Good job, dickface. Yeah, yeah. So fucking funny. But again, penis, good.
The most inappropriate one... the one that I've always had a problem with was the sexy Hermione from Harry Potter.
And
it comes down to this. You're sexualizing a child.
Dude, seriously.
Yeah.
11 years old when they started, and then what? 7 years later,
and
so,
I get it,
yeah,
you know.
18.
Oh no, I'm a sexy wizard. Oh, yeah, but the costume is Hermione.
She would have stopped wearing it after she graduated, and she would have been 18 at the time. So what you're really doing is sexualizing a preteen.
Yeah,
good
and
job.
It's always felt there's been an ick factor with it.
Yeah,
you know. And I get it, you know. Oh, me you
too.
Know. College or high school girls. Oh, I'm Hermione and I'm sexy. Yeah, but you're
swinging a miss on,
you know,
the concept here. You know?
It's just right on that line that it's like, okay, it's right up there with The Handmaid's Tale. It's like taking a character or something and making it sexualized for the sake of making it sexualized, so really hot college girls can go out, get drunk, and you know it.
To be fair. I was this close from
to
buying
that costume?
No, from buying a Harley Quinn girdle, you know, the fucking it's the fucking oh god, what is it called? Bustier. There we go. the leather bustier at Spirit, and I was going to get the, you know, shorts that say Daddy on, you know. Yeah, I was going to rock that to Comic-Con just because, you know what? Fuck you guys. But
that would have been awesome.
I couldn't find one in 5X, which is what it would have taken to fit my big ass into that thing. So, yeah. No, we were looking,
dude. Did
you
go to Torrid?
Oh, I almost. I was on it. I thought it was funnier than shit because I brought it up to my wife because I saw it up there. I was like, ooh, this will look great on me. She goes, you'll never fit. And I was like, well, let's fucking try. So we found the 3X and I couldn't get it zipped. And I was like, this is bullshit. Zipper's broke. So it was a thought. It was a genuine thought. I was like, because my wife has always wanted me to go to Comic-Con dressed up as Frankenfurter. In the fucking purple and black sequence, you know, fucking bustier panties, you know, the fucking leggings with the straps
the
up.
Fishnets.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I told her I'd fucking do it if she can find it in my size. Because that shit's just too badass.
There'd be a lot of shaving.
No, no, there wouldn't, actually. If you ever watch that movie more than once, you notice that he stopped shaving after, like, the first musical number, and it's like, it shows.
I was talking about your face, you perv.
Yeah, fuck that. Just paint over it.
So, go, I just found a highly inappropriate costume.
Do tell.
Sexy Osama.
Why would you even...
What?
Wasn't he on dialysis or something?
Wasn't he really hairy?
Well, that too. How is that sexy?
It comes with a nose and beard combo.
Oh, well.
Oh, because
no
that's
sense of throwing
sexy.
Up the race card. That's terrible.
Wow.
Well, we've got a few minutes left. Do we want to make up our own inappropriate costumes?
I already threw two of them out
one.
There, so, you know. I feel pretty confident in my Columbine, you know, and my Robin Williams. So, you guys have fun. Worst costumes ever.
I've got one that's just really inappropriate, and no one should ever wear it, ever. Trump.
Unless you put bullet holes in the suit. And then
yeah, okay,
you know,
yeah.
That works.
Yeah. It was
suggestive,
inappropriate.
Suggestive.
So, one just popped into my head. It's for a set of twins to do.
Noise.
The exploding twin towers.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh.
You know, a buddy of mine a few years ago wanted to go as, and I was up for it, a priest and a pregnant nun.
See, I was going in the complete opposite direction, like, you know, the clown with the blood stain. Or a priest with said blood stain in the same spot.
Well, I went to a, when I was working at KUFO.
Was this you and Big Jim?
No.
Was he going to be the pregnant nun?
No, this was way before I ever met Big. I was still in high school when I had that. But, two of our afternoon DJs, who I will not name, went as a priest, and they had a dildo hanging out. And then the other one was an altar boy with stains all over.
No! See, to some degree, that's funny.
It's funny, but it was...
But in another sense, that's pretty fucked up.
And it was right when those stories were breaking. Oh, so it was like, I mean, the timing was like, yeah, you nailed it, but man, you did not nail it at all.
Pretty sure you shouldn't go outside like that. That's for a bookmark on an Instagram photo.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, if you touch a little too close to home on some subjects, I think you're just being an asshole. There are clever versions therein, but at the same time...
Yeah, I just came up with them!
Oh, no.
Young Brett Kavanaugh.
No, I knew we were going here.
Professor Blasey Ford with a torn shirt and a one-piece bathing suit.
And him with a t-shirt that says,
I love
beer.
Oh, my God.
Maybe wearing the plastic beer hat.
So really
it's
quick,
definitely a couple's costume.
Oh, no.
So really quick, let's do costumes we think are clever that we actually would wear.
Okay. This may take some thought.
Dude, seriously, way to spring it on us.
I have two of them, so I'll go.
Okay.
Just to give you guys a chance to think.
Please do.
So, my first one, and I thought of this because I didn't know if I was going to be out of town or not during a Halloween party. So I was like, well, I don't have a costume ready. I'll need something quick. So what I was going to do was going to do half my face full makeup, and the other half was going to be like the tutorial, so everything would be lined. So I'd go as a makeup tutorial.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, I buy that.
The other one I thought of last year, didn't get a chance to do it, and I've been wanting to do it ever since because I was all like, sexy Freddy Krueger, what the fuck is that about? What I want to do is go as Freddy Krueger, but as a trans Freddy Krueger. So I was going to – I want to do like scar makeup around my face and then down my neck. So it looks like Freddy had a male to female change.
Nice.
And then he changed his face.
You could walk around all night with a dildo in your hands, have it bloody with your claws bloody. You just cut it off.
I was also thinking to myself, it's like when you got on that topic, I was thinking of Jason Voorhees. Like if I dressed up as Jason Voorhees, but I rolled my t-shirt up and hung it to where, you know, it would just kind of hang.
Did the
Daisy Duke pants, walked around like ready for beach weather, bitch.
No. You do that same costume, but you get a big leather apron and the leather face mask.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because
oh,
Texas.
Right? Just saying. See, that would be fucking funny. See, and it's funny, too, because, honestly, I try to come up with, you know, clever-ish costumes, and I'm going to kind of spoil my Comic-Con idea, but I'm going to be walking around wearing a mariachi outfit with Darth Vader's mask on, and I'm going to play versions.
I got your helmet right there.
I know. I'm excited. And I'm going to be playing versions of the Star Trek songs on my nylon acoustic and then switching over into actual Spanish songs. So, yeah, Vaderachi.
I'm going to go with you. I talked to my wife about it. I'm going to try and get a Stormtrooper helmet and do a white mariachi.
Yes! That's what we're talking about. Because, again, it's just, it's nothing, like, the fun part
it's
about it is.
It's clever and I've never seen it before.
Exactly, and that's kind of where I was at. It's like, fuck it, I haven't seen it done before. And besides, I'll be, you know, nerding it up at Comic-Con because I got my Vader on. But I'll be making it different and odd.
Yeah.
Which is kind of my jam. So, yeah. I still like the beach bod, you know, Jason Voorhees or the... Maybe that's what we do with Leatherface as opposed to just having... Well, definitely just having the leather apron, but like a yellow Speedo on underneath it and that's
it. No, the Daisy Dukes. You do the Daisy Dukes and you do the rolled up t-shirt, but you have the apron and you got to get cowboy boots.
Oh, do we want to put 01 on the back of our thigh or something? Yes! We just made Halloween hot again.
But yeah, you do the leather face mask and you walk around with a chainsaw. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, like you like pour water down yourself. Oh, it's so hot!
Milk was a bad choice.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's a good one. You do Ron Burgundy, but like sexy Ron Burgundy. So you do like the Speedos.
Right, right.
But you've got to get a dicky because you need that turtleneck.
Right? Yeah.
But you got to get like the Will Ferrell like furry rug on your chest. You just want scotch, scotch, scotch. I love scotch.
Wow. That's funny.
So there's that, everybody. Have fun and enjoy those goofy fucking ideas.
I think I'm going to do the hot Texas leather face this year.
I think you should. I think if you go to Comic-Con rocking that shit, you will win the Comic-Cons.
Make a lot of people feel very awkward. I should be afraid, and yet I'm turned on.
If we like all had a Halloween together, like if Jim and I came out there, and then we could all go as like the classic, as a twist on the classic, you know, 80s monster.
Fuck yes.
Yes. I'll be transgender Freddy. You know, you guys will be the summertime, you know, Jason and.
You know. Actually, you know what? If all of us got together and we could get another girl, I think we have enough people to pull off the Breakfast Club.
That would be fucking funny. So obviously Jason would end up being the sporto.
No, I'm saying, ass, like,
bro.
Us on Not Another Podcast, we do the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
I'd
be okay with that, too.
As much as I would love to see Jim as Bender, I think you get Bender.
Yes!
And I think Jim is Sporto.
It's what he gets for not being here.
And, of course, I get the geek, so there's that.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do the Belcher family.
Nice. Yeah, I actually saw some people at Comic-Con who did the whole Belcher family. It was awesome. Yeah, I'll have to send you the picture because they actually did really good. The chick who dressed up like Tina was perfect.
Not Another Podcast. Each one of us does a famous 80s horror icon, but we're all in cheerleader outfits.
Noise.
Yes,
noise.
I love it.
Let's see.
From the neck up, we're like whatever right, horror monster, but we all have the same cheerleader outfit on.
Now we just got to pick our school.
Horror High.
It's a little too easy.
Slasher High?
We're moving in the right direction, I think.
Nostalgia High?
Blood and Guts U?
BGU.
BGU. BGU.
BGU. I like that. Yeah, I'm okay with that. BGU.
I'm calling Freddy.
Aw, Sam was going to be Freddy.
I call Chucky.
Right. Yeah.
That's fair. Well, that really leaves me with only a few.
No.
Well, if I did Candyman, that would be blackface, and that would be a problem.
Inappropriate, dude. You made it inappropriate.
Yeah, I went there. Inappropriate Halloween costume. Boom, right there.
I think Jim should do Leatherface, and you could be Jason.
All right. I'm cool with that.
Then we need Bryce. Bryce can go in blackface.
We'll make him Hannibal Lecter.
Michael Myers. No, good call. Michael Myers.
Yeah, Michael Myers. There we go. Michael Myers. Granted, he's a 70s, but whatever. We won't cross that many here.
Okay, he's 78, okay? It's fine.
78, but most of his movies were in the 80s, so.
Whatever.
I will punch your dick in the face.
There would be no Jason or Leatherface without Michael Myers, so
Thank you.
Well... Yeah.
Actually, no, because Leatherface was 77.
Yeah. I was just going to say, it's like, we're forgetting someone, but I'm just going to let it go.
Yeah.
Well, with that awkwardness.
Oh. I know it's not 80s, but Bryce could also go as Norman Bates. Mostly because he'd have to wear a dress.
And a wig. Bryce would look hot in a floral pattern dress.
Oh, yeah, he would.
Fuck yeah. It's what they get for not being here.
Yeah. And they're not going to listen to this anyway.
Nope. So we're going to talk all the shit we can.
Okay, that about takes us to the end of the show. I'm going to start working on my cheerleader outfit.
Please do.
Fuck you guys. I'm going.
Do it. Fucking do it. We'll get that shit tailor-made.
Okay, remember, next week, All Things E.
Woo!
Dante's going to be here.
Yeah.
Snark's going to be here.
Hopefully.
I cannot wait.
I think we need to start.
You guys got to start getting your questions now.
Yep.
Because we're talking to the creators and then we're talking to the characters. So I'm super psyched. But until then, that'll do it for us. Thanks for listening. We'll see you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.